Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. It's great to be with you today. My name is Emma and I'm here chatting today with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
Now today we are talking about recognizing God's voice. And I already feel like with this podcast today that we're going to have to rein it in because there's probably going to be a
lot to talk about.
Yeah, that we want to talk about. So this was the heartbeat that I gave this week. And I'm talking about how our God is a speaking God, but there are things that we can discover about God's voice or traits to do with God's voice that can help us to know whether God's speaking to us. Because I think often, as a Christian, it's tricky to know if God is talking to us.
Well, it's like at the moment we're at work, I've got headphones on, and someone talks, and haven't noticed them talking, and then all of a sudden I turn around and say, "Were you talking to me?" Because I wasn't in tune with them. I was concentrating on something else, or like I said, I had the headphones on. And so it's the same with God, to be in tune with him, to hear how he speaks to you or how you hear it particularly, because it's your personality.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Relationship with God, and it's getting to know, in many ways, his personality, even though we're never going to understand it totally because it's so magnificent and so awe-inspiring and so every facet of God is different, every angle we look at or, you know, come across with him.
Yeah.
But it is, it's listening to go, oh yeah, God, that's God talking again to me.
Because often, well, if we read the Bible, we see the stories in the Bible of God speaking. Like, for example, the one that comes to mind right now is like Mary, when the angel, I suppose it was the angel Gabriel came, spoke to her, but that was God speaking through the angel. But there are times where God uses an audible voice, but I know for me, I've never heard an audible voice. So today we're really talking about what are the things in our lives that we can begin to recognize that I think what you've said is right, in tune to God speaking to us, because many of us won't hear an audible voice.
No. But and it's so it's often learning from those again who have gone before or are wiser or stories in scripture. How did they listen? How did they hear? You look at Joseph. Joseph heard the voice of God through his dreams. But he must have still been aware of God the Almighty, this Jewish man listening, knowing that a Messiah was coming, feeling at peace, feeling confirmation that this dream of keeping Mary as his wife was what God wanted him to do, getting up and going to Egypt and fleeing, that's how he heard God. So it was recognizing, I guess, it must have him in his dreams, he knew that God was talking to him with this, but it confirmed it by knowing that, well, they knew a Messiah was coming. They knew. He knew different things. He had this peacefulness within him that I guess he recognized that also Mary's honor, because you remember he wanted to divorce her, but he wanted to do it honorably, so he was going to do it quietly.
Yes. Yeah.
But when the Spirit told him Mary is of child by the Holy Spirit, he believed it. So this grace of God, this listening and being open to what God would have, he was hearing him, or hearing God. So maybe that's how we, if that's you and how God speaks to you, that's how you should listen.
Something that often Dad has said, so Bruce has said often, is that God can speak directly to us, but he also speaks through our head, so our thoughts, our heart, and the circumstances of our lives. And I've always thought it's putting those things together that can, for me, speak to me about what I think God is saying to me. So it's thoughts that are going in my head, but then marrying that up with the circumstances of what's going on in my life at that time, and then this sense, I suppose, in your heart, it's hard to describe, of what therefore I think God's saying.
Yeah, and then you ask God, you pray about it, and you ask God, can you confirm what my thoughts are, or what I'm thinking of doing, or should I, you know, act this way or be this way or go this career or do whatever. And God desires to have a relationship with us, so he will confirm it in one way or another. And we are, it's a believing and trusting. And if I step forward and I'm going the wrong way, Lord will show me, guide me.
Show me a different way. Yes. Some of the traits that I talked about, which I describe as like signposts to, I suppose, flag in our lives that maybe God's saying something. The first one that I shared was that God is persistent. And what I mean by that is that if God wants to tell you something, he'll keep saying it over and over. Like
he's very kind in that regard.
Yeah, he won't just be like, oh, she's missed it. Because, you know, sometimes can you worry, I don't know about you, but worry, oh my gosh, I've missed the life calling that God had on my life because I wasn't listening, like I wasn't in tune. But God doesn't do that. God's persistent. He'll keep coming back with it. And I think that's just by different conversations you have. I think it's praying about something and then having a discussion with someone and that comes up again. So yeah. Those types of themes and patterns in your life.
Yeah, and I guess if the heart is to seek out the will of God and to seek what the purpose of your life and what he wants you to do and how he wants you to act and live, then you will find the answers. And some people find the answers straight away. Some people take time. You know, tomorrow, some people take years. It doesn't really matter either. I don't feel the time zone, because sometimes that's the journey that you're on. That is your maturity. That could be, yeah, maybe you're a bit, hear the word right, thick, that you didn't get it. But if your heart is right, then God's going to keep being persistent and trying to show you another way or show you another way or show you another way.
I think what you said there is quite key, having an openness to seeking out God's will. Because if we are always open to that and always seeking him, well, he's going to come and speak to us because, well, that's what we're desiring. We're wanting that relationship.
Yeah, definitely. And God can use people, circumstances, things, bulletins on a board, something we read that really just seems to confirm in our heart and spirit what he desires of us.
Another signpost is, if we want to know if it's God speaking to us, is that what we think might be God is always consistent with the Bible. So he's never going to say something to us that is
against his word.
Exactly.
No, he speaks truth wherever, wherever God is, in the past, present, future. So it is going to all line up. Yes, and if it doesn't, then it's not of God.
Not of him, yeah. That's kind of something for me that I get a lot of comfort in, because it is tricky sometimes to know if it's God saying something to you, but if you can go, like, line it up with that, then you know, well, it could be, then there's also, God is always encouraging. He's always uplifting. He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't put you down, but he might convict you. And I think there's a difference there.
There is.
He calls you on to be more of who he wants you to be in him.
Yes. He calls you, to though, if you deliberately or even undeliberately done wrong or done something, the conviction is more, oh, forgive me, Lord, I wasn't listening, or I had a hardened heart, or I didn't even seek you out and I went my own way. And God is so gracious and forgiving and merciful that, you know, he then goes, all right, well, let's start from now. You know, I'm with you. So that it's not a condemn, like, oh, forget it, go away, you're terrible, I'm never going to, love you again. No, that, well, God's love never alters, no matter what we do. So that conviction is more on our level of, oh, wow, I really didn't do that right, or wasn't listening very well, or had a hardened heart and was aggressive or bitter or whatever. And that's what God gets you to see.
Yeah.
The error of your ways, or the error of how you've acted, or your attitude, or your heart.
And I think another way we could describe that is drawing us more to holiness, because we are all called to be a holy. We all can be holy, which is just to be set apart for God. And we can all do that in our lives. I think sometimes we think holiness is something only the saints can achieve, but we can do it. Everybody with him, can. Of course.
Yes.
And that conviction is just wanting to be more like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then finally, I just shared that God is a God of peace. Whenever we hear from God and we can line up all those signposts, and there are so many more than what we've just talked about.
Exactly.
But there'll always be a peacefulness about it, which doesn't mean that we have the plan. It doesn't mean that we know the next step exactly.
It doesn't mean that every day everything's going to go right.
No.
Mm. You know, it can be like, oh my goodness, look, this is not happening. This is, and it in fact might still make you question what your choice or decision is, if it is of God, if all these things are not say lining up after you've made a choice. But again, the open-heartedness of us, God will lead us. Sometimes he goes, okay, you've sinned now, yes. Now I'm going to get you to see, do you really trust me? And I'm going to throw some things at you that might, you know, change your thinking or your mindset, because I want to see, well, do you really trust me in this? But that's from, again, understanding yourself, understanding God, but also in your maturity, but also sharing it with others that you trust in their wisdom, because then they might say, oh no, that's perfectly okay, that's just normal life. It's not like God saying no. But sometimes you don't see it in the circumstances that you're in right now.
Mm.
But just trusting, walking with God and trusting him. Mm.
Mm.
So
the weekly challenge for this week is for people to think about, is there a trait of God's voice that you recognise in your life right now? Because with some of those ones that we've shared, there may be people out there who are going, actually, you know what? Actually, I do think I'm hearing the voice of God because I'm encouraged by him more. Because, yeah, what I think I heard God say to me is consistent with his word. So I think that that challenge could be something that is encouraging to us by looking at what traits that we might see in our lives right now. So we're going to leave that there today. We've got lots more to talk about over the next few weeks, because we're going to continue with this topic of recognizing God's voice. And so we look forward to chatting with you all next week as we delve into this more, and we hope that you all have a really blessed week. Bye.
Have a great week.